brief banjo music, but like space.
Welcome back to Rocket Gab on Nebula Public Radio with us, Zerka Zark, broadcasting today from the 624 Hector Trojan asteroid in Jupiter orbit. We're here today to take your calls about your rockets, spaceships, flying saucers, UFOs.
UFOs? Who the hell's still driving a UFO?
They're out there.
Yeah, listen. Listen to me on this, all right?
No, come on. And what is a UFO?
Now, what are you talking about?
Come on. What is a UFO?
An unidentified flying object.
Object.
Okay.
Unidentified flying object.
That's right. Okay.
So if you're driving it, by definition, it cannot be a UFO.
Right.
Because it isn't unidentified.
Okay. I take your point. It's not a good point, but I'll take it.
All right. So. Hey, we got some mail here from a listener.
From a listener.
That's what I just said.
I'm agreeing with you, genius.
All right.
So we got a letter.
Yeah, we got this letter. Listen to this. Dear Rocket Gab, I fly a 72 Alpha Class Yotota Kelvin with a flux drive, and I've noticed that there's a problem with the heating core whenever I fly under warp 2.
Oh, now that could be a problem.
Exactly. Whenever I put it into the lower warp, my heating core starts to lose field integrity and the bridge view screens start to fog up. It only happens when I'm in warp 1 or 2. It doesn't happen on impulse engines or the higher warp gears. Any idea what could be causing this? Signed, Porphyra Drex, Lunar Colony 6. All right, what do you think?
Well, Porphyria, it sounds like what you got there is a leak in your heating core shields.
And that's a problem.
That's a big problem.
Because what's happening is you've got coolant leaking into the bridge. That's what's fogging things up. And
how toxic is that stuff?
I mean, you wouldn't want to be breathing it.
Space God, no.
And you wouldn't want your bridge crew breathing it.
Eh.
What, you're good with the bridge crew breathing toxic coolant?
The bridge crew, they can handle it. They're probably immune.
Yeah, probably.
Anyway, Porphyria, you got a big problem here.
You know, it's not a problem for everybody.
Very true. Very true. If your Porphyria's mechanic, things are looking up for you.
Oh, yeah. Porphyria's about to make some mechanic very happy.
Very expensive repair.
Honestly, Porphyria, what I'd do is scrap the Kelvin.
Strip it for parts.
Yeah, strip it for parts. Get whatever trade-in value you can and get yourself a nice new ride. Like a Baldanza Star Cruiser or one of those new Callisto Wraith drives.
Oh, those are nice.
Right? You're not going to want to stick with your Kelvin.
Yeah, because if you go into your local repair shop and say, I need two new shields for my heating core because there's a coolant leak in my 72 Yotota Kelvin, they're going to jump for joy. All right, I'm just being straight with you here.
I smell a luxury vacation coming my way.
Exactly. It's a very expensive repair. Probably more than the Kelvin's worth at this point.
Probably more than it was ever worth at any point.
Exactly. Good luck, Porphyria.
Yeah, good luck.
All right, now, if you got a question about your ship, rocket, or space vehicle, the number to call is 1-888-186-828-PI, Rocket Gab. Hello, you're on Rocket Gab.
Greetings, this is Jox from Portland.
And which Portland is that?
Portland, Europa.
Europa.
Oh, yeah.
Gorgeous place, Portland, Europa.
Yeah, great weather, I've heard.
So what can we do for you, Jox?
Well, I fly a vintage Apollo model.
Wow, that's one hell of a vehicle.
There were only, like, what, 18 of those ever made?
17.
Right.
What model are you flying? And not one of the early ones, I hope.
Yeah, the first few models could be a little rickety.
No, I've got a Mark 11.
Ooh, a classic.
Oh, now that is a gorgeous model.
I could marry that model.
Right? Gorgeous. You're a lucky being, Jox.
Yeah, I know.
So what can we help you with, Jox?
Yeah, what can we help you with? You got an Apollo, you could get anyone in the galaxy to help you with that.
I would pay you to let me work on that module.
No, you wouldn't.
Okay, fine. No, I wouldn't.
Pay you to work on a module.
It's a great model. It's a classic. Wouldn't you want to?
I mean, sure, it's a classic, but I mean, come on. You working on a model?
Are you saying you wouldn't want to poke around under the hood of a vintage Apollo?
No, no. Of course not. I'd love a good look at a vintage Apollo, but I'm not going to pay somebody for it, is all I'm saying.
Fine, 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 fine. So, Jox, what can we do for you?
So, recently, I've been hearing a grinding sound from my orbital maneuvering engines.
What kind of a grinding is it? Is it kind of like a...
No, 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 it's more of a... I can even feel the grinding through the brake pedals.
I got it. When did this start?
Oh, about a quarter cycle ago.
A quarter cycle ago, and you haven't gotten it looked at yet.
And you're only calling us now?
Well, I don't fly it that often. I take it out of the silo every month or so, but it's not my everyday rocket.
That's fair.
Are you kidding me?
What?
If I had a mint-condition vintage Apollo Mach 11, no way in hell would I leave it in the silo.
I would be flying that thing day and night.
I'd be running extra errands just to fly.
Picking up each thing from the grocery store separately.
One at a time. Anyway, Jox, your incredible mint-condition classic Apollo.
Mint-condition except for the weird grinding noise.
Right, 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 right. Except for that. Now, Jox, what have you done to it so far?
Well, I took a look under the hood and I didn't see anything wrong, so I took it over to my buddy who's a mechanic. He's a classic rocket guy and asked what he thought.
Oh no.
Right, and he said it needed some work on the engine connections and that he could take care of it for me.
Right. What happened?
So I pick it up the next day.
Let me guess. The noise was back.
Right. Now the whole thing was shaking around like a satellite on an uncontrolled reentry.
What'd your buddy say?
He said it was something wrong with the fuel line. He needed to plug in some specific part.
An Armstrong coupling?
Yeah.
And when you got it back, the noise was worse.
Yeah, it was kind of a...
Oh, boy.
All right, so here's what happened.
So first of all, your buddy's garage is staffed by idiots.
Complete morons.
Or at least one particular complete moron.
Right, right.
Here's what I think happened. Your friend the mechanic, and I use that word loosely, your friend the mechanic took one look at the engines and thought, I just happen to have a spare Armstrong coupling here. That must be what's going on. Classic module. Must have a classic part that needs service.
Exactly. When you've got a hammer, everything looks
like a nail. And when he's done, what this guy's done is replace a perfectly fine Armstrong coupling instead of paying attention to the real problem.
And what's that?
The converter chip.
Yeah, the grinding sound you're hearing is a classic converter chip problem.
So what you gotta do is you gotta take your module to an actual mechanic.
Not your buddy.
Not your buddy. Take it in to a mechanic. Tell them you've got a malfunctioning converter chip and non-compliant Armstrong coupling.
And never let your buddy the mechanic look at it ever again.
Mm. Never. Never.
Okay, thanks.
Hoo boy. A Mach 11 Apollo.
Incredible, ooh. I tell you.
Yikes. Hoo boy. Ha.
1-888-168-282 Pi Rocket Gab. Hello, you're on Rocket Gab.
Hello, it is I, John Smythe.
Where are you calling from today, John?
I am everywhere.
Right. Okay.
It's out by Phobos and Deimos, right?
Oh, yeah. That's right. There's that little space station over there, yeah.
Practically a truck stop.
It's a nice place. So what can we do for you, John?
Yeah, what are you flying around in?
I am everywhere, but my problem concerns a 3712 aeronaut.
Oh, with the flux drive, or wait, with the flux drive or the traditional warp?
Oh, that's right. You could get that model both ways.
God, I hope it's the warp drive.
My model possesses the flux drive.
That complicates things a little bit.
What's going on with it, John from Everywhere?
Both of my two normal human eyes have perceived that the holographic display is malfunctioning. I, John Smythe, have perceived this through the biological process of absorbing light into my visual orbs, focusing that light onto my retinas, and then using my neural connections to comprehend patterns.
Right? That's how looking at stuff works.
Yeah.
Now, that sounds like a computer problem to me.
Yeah. Now when you power up the display
using my human finger digits and phalanges,
naturally, yeah, obviously. Yeah,
when you power up the display, what exactly happens?
The machine emits what I understand is an unusual sound.
All right. Now what does it sound like? Exactly.
Yeah, is it a sort of a...
The sound which I process using my human ears and not by sensing the sound waves as they pass through my eternal formlessness resembles the wave pattern of a repeated sonic tone at the note that humans like me call D minor. Each period of sound lasts precisely 4/16 of a human second.
Can't quite picture it.
It is an...
Oh, that's your spark plugs.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's your spark plugs. Classic spark plug sound.
I'd know it anywhere.
Thank you, new friends.
All right. Take care there, John.
Spark plugs.
Exactly.
All right. Once again, we're at 1-888-186-282 Pi Rocket Gab. Go ahead and call in with your questions about rockets, saucers, UFOs.
Okay, come on. We already talked about the UFO thing.
Your non-UFOs, fine.
Thank you.
1-888-186-282-PI. Hello, you're on Rocket Gab.
Hi, this is Luli from Fizbit and the Creeper Belt.
Hello, Luli.
Hello.
So how can we help you today, Luli?
I've been having some trouble with my carburetor.
Ah, what are you flying?
A 1998 Honda Civic.
Nice. What kind of miles you got on that?
Just under 65 million miles.
Okay, so what's been going on?
Well, I've noticed the last, like, half cycle or so that every once in a while when I'm accelerating or braking, the engine stalls out.
Let me ask you this. Is it making any kind of noise?
Not really.
Well, that's disappointing.
Tell you what, do you think you could do a noise anyway just for the listeners, you know? They really like this stuff.
Sure.
Thank you. Now, Luli, let me tell you about what I think is going on here. It sounds to me like your carburetor.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
It's going to be one of two things. Either you've got a busted accelerator pump or it's a bad carburetor float.
Now, you could just take it apart. Now, let me ask you this. Are you somebody who likes to do your own maintenance?
Not really. Like, I can deal with the basic stuff, but anything really advanced, I take into the garage.
So then you're not going to want to take it apart and replace the parts yourself?
No.
That's fine. Carburetors, I tell you, they're tricky.
They're tricky. They're advanced placement repairs.
Exactly. So what you're going to do here is you go in, you get a new carburetor, get it replaced, and that'll solve your problem.
Good luck, Luli.
Yeah, thanks for the call.
Well, thank you all for joining us this week.
It's happened again. You wasted another Galactic Standard Hour listening to Rocket Gab.
And remember, don't fly like my sibling.
Hey, don't fly like my sibling.
Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week.
And even though the Regellian High Council retract their secondary antennae in pain whenever they hear us say us, this is NPR, Nebula Public Radio.
Ending space banjo music.